think it gives you a little bit of the flavor of some of the syntax. So that's just an extremely simple version of a Java application. Now let's look at an equally simple version of a Java applet. So Java applets are classes which are not intended to run as a standalone program, but are intended to be downloaded to the browser and to be run as part of the browser window system. So the browser's already put up a window on somebody's workstation, and essentially it's going to call this applet like in some other language you would call a subroutine to display part of the browser window. So applets have a little bit different structure. They don't have a main program to be the first thing that's executed, but they have a set of functions or methods which the browser knows it can call to draw something or display something on the browser window. These set of functions have things like init and start for setting up variables, and in particular they have a function or a method called paint, which is one which actually draws things on the browser window. So like we discussed before, the way that you would make an applet is you would write the Java code, run it through the compiler to create the bytecodes. You would get something, if your applet was called myapplet.java, the compiler, which is called Java C, would produce something of the form myapplet.class. Then you would create an HTML file, suppose you called it myapplet.html, and you would have an applet tag which referred to the bytecodes called myapplet.class.